People sometimes ask me why I wrote The Joys of Psychopathocracy, Why Criminality is Essential to Effective Modern Government, A Resurrection in the Wake of Their Destruction of Our World. I'll tell you why I wrote it. I'll tell you why I wrote it. Because it's easy for people in our business, and even people like Mike Adams and Alex Jones and others, they are branded as conspiracy theorists. Everyone in this business is branded as a conspiracy theorist who doesn't play along with the official common narrative that comes down from us on high, from leading government leaders and industry officials and so forth. So I felt there was a need for a theoretical framework that was hermetically sealed, absolutely inarguable, that came to me actually while I was in prison. It actually came to me. This all came to me in the summer of 2010. It came to me 9 years ago. And I wanted to create a framework to show why the factors that exist in our civilization could lead you to no other place other than where we're at now. A foundation of a civilization, the structure of its foundation is based on fake money, fake fiat currency, which produces everything else that we get in our civilization. Fake news, fake medicine, fake education, fake democracy, fake academic science, just fake everything. Everything thoroughly fake, fake and fabricated. And I wanted to produce that so that people could predict on their own what they see around them that they could identify as fake, and try to get some grounding as to how to look for these things, rather than take anybody's word that something is artificial and untrue. So I felt this was really, really important. And I actually, my opinion is that there's an introduction, a free PDF you can get if you just go to gregcaton.com. You can read the first part of it if you want, so you get a feel of what the book's about. But in my opinion, from an academic point of view, I think it's my best work. I do feel it's my best work, and it's the one I'm most proud of. So I hope that people will take some time to read it. Yes, the digital version will set you back $10, but it's... I've had quite a number of people tell me since this book was released in 2017 that it really changed their life. They have a totally different view of the world. We are in this world, and when we go in a house, we don't have to be told where to put the dining room table. We know it goes into the dining room. We don't need to be told where the refrigerator goes. We know it goes into the kitchen. We don't need to be told where the beds go. They go in the bedrooms. We have some sense of the place and purpose of everything in the house. And yet we're surrounded by these institutions, governments, NGOs, large corporations, our macro house, if you will, in the world we live in. We don't know where to put anything. We don't know where to put the furniture. We don't know where to put the appliances. We're just are taught from the time we're children, well, you should believe these institutions. These are the people in charge. These are people in authority. These are people that hold the high moral ground. And then as you go through life, we find out they don't hold any of that. They don't hold any high ground in ethics or morals or any sense whatsoever of goodness. The governments of the world have wiped out and killed hundreds of millions of people in various concocted wars over the last 150 years. On what basis do they deserve our loyalty? So I think as far as having a model that you can have to live in this life and to go through this, to walk through this world and understand how everything has its place and understand what its true purpose is, I think this book hits the mark, and I encourage people to read it.